Dendrobiidae, or poison arrow frogs, secrete over 100 different types of toxins. Several of these toxins are used by natives to hunt because of their potency. This hunting process is how the frogs receive their name. To explore this unique and primitive way of hunting, I set out on a journey to Western Colombia. It was there where I met up with a native who's going to instruct me in the process of hunting with a blowgun and arrows tipped in poison arrow frog venom. He was a member of the Embera Choco tribe. He instructed me that in order to find poison arrow frogs, we needed to head into the tropical rainforest because the frogs like the high humidity. So we set out and entered the lush vegetation and began to make our way through until we approached a little stream. The guide instructed that we should begin by searching here because most poison arrow frogs make their homes close to running water and the damp leaf litter which covers the forest floor. So we began by searching through the vegetation until we hit the jackpot, a poison arrow home. I asked the guide if we could use any species of poison arrow frogs. He replied by saying that they only typically use three species. These three species produce a poison with a potency high enough to kill the animals in which they like to hunt. We gathered several of the brightly colored frogs, which were no bigger than 4 centimeters long. We took the frogs back to the campsite where they had been built a fire. We took the frogs and held them over the fire while poking them with a stick. The heat causes the frogs to release their poison, and the darts are dipped on their back to cover the tip. This minimal amount of poison will kill an animal within minutes. The poison arrow frogs are not killed during this process. So the next morning, my guide and I set out on the rainforest with our blowguns and arrows tipped with the frog's poison. I was following my guide all through the lush vegetation in the forest, not really sure what we were looking for. Then at once he held up his hand to stop. I stopped abruptly to the sound of several monkeys above us pointing at the trees. He silently showed me how to load my gun, and on his first shot, he hit a monkey in the back. The monkey fell from several stories up. Overall, the experience was amazing, but I wanted to learn a little more about the toxicity when I got back to the state. Patco, Wolf, and Palmkey report that all poison for Dendrobiidae frogs are poisonous, but there are only a few poisons that are so potent that they could kill a human. Due to the threat of biological warfare, one cannot collect large quantities of poison arrow frogs. They now are subject to documentation when they are being trafficked. The scientists also state that poison arrow frogs held in captivity lose their toxicity because their typical diet of ants and mites is changed to fruit flies and pinhead crickets. Poison arrow frogs are just tiny little frogs with a poison so powerful it can even destroy some of nature's biggest animals. This is Mary Kate Folks, signing off.